Hello, Rochester. This is Nurse Bowick. Have you been out shopping, paying bills, and/or attending holiday events and find yourself asking, what happened to customer service? Is everybody on the edge or in a bad mood, or is it just me? Well, folks, it's not just you. It's that time of year when days are colder and shorter, and research suggests that millions of folks are feeling sad, depressed, tired, guilty, hopeless, worthless, and desire to socially withdraw. It's not personal, folks. These people really don't want to be bothered, even if it's their job to be bothered. SAD, S-A-D, represents a type of depression called seasonal affective disorder, aka the winter blues or winter depression. Seasonal affective disorder occurs in climates where there is less sunlight at certain times of the year. Many people go through short periods of time where they feel sad or not like their usual selves. Sometimes, though, these mood changes will begin and end when the season changes, and people will start to feel down when days are shorter in the fall and winter and begin to feel better in the spring with longer daylight hours. In most cases, SAD will last about 4 to 5 months a year. And the signs and symptoms of SAD may include those associated with major depression, but not every person with SAD will experience all the same symptoms, such as feeling depressed most of the day, nearly every day, losing interest in activities that you once enjoyed, experiences changes in appetite or weight, problems sleeping, feeling sluggish and agitated, low energy, feeling hopeless or worthless, having difficulty concentrating, or frequent thoughts of death or suicide. More specific to SAD is that oversleeping, hypersomnia, overeating, particular with craving for carbohydrates, weight gain, and again, hibernating. They want to socially withdraw. So if you think you may be suffering from SAD, please don't just tough it out another year. Contact your healthcare provider to identify a treatment plan, because left untreated, SAD can get worse and can lead to school and work problems, substance abuse, anxiety, eating disorder, and other mental health problems, including suicidal thoughts or behavior. Now, if you or someone you know is in immediate distress and thinking about hurting themselves, please don't leave that person alone. Call for help immediately. You can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline toll-free at 1-800-273-TALK. Again, that's 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. From the station that cares about the community, 103.9 WDKX.